Now, I don't like to brag, but can I just say that I made my holiday gifts this year? Let me tell you the story of my apple butter. In the fall, when other people were walking through crunchy leaves and carving pumpkins and going on hay rides, I was riding my environmentally friendly bike to the local farmer's market, where I bought many pounds of chemical-free Indiana apples and put them in my backpack and then rode home with hard, yellow, delicious apples digging into my spine and under my shoulder blades. I had to do this many times because my family kept eating the apples, like snacks instead of future gifts. So I had to make a lot of bike rides with a lot of apples sticking into my back. Oh well, holiday spirit. But I finally stockpile all the apples and the cider. Oh yeah, the cider. I had to drive to the farmer's market twice in the rain to get fresh, unpasteurized cider. Okay, so then I have everything I need, and I boil the cider until it reduces by half, which takes a couple of hours. Then I peel the apples, which doesn't take so long, but gives me a cramp in my right hand and makes me wonder if I'm developing arthritis, because I could be, you know, I'm not getting any younger. Then I dump the apples into the reduced cider, and I boil and then simmer and then stir and then boil and then simmer and then add secret exotic spices, okay, cinnamon, and then boil and stir and simmer for about 39 days, during which time I can't leave the house because the stove is on and fire safety requires that I stay. Finally, when all the moisture is gone, it's time to put the apple butter into jars and process it, which is the worst part because if you do it wrong, you could kill people. And that's always especially sad at the holidays. So you have to wash and boil the jars, but not the lids with the rubber, because if you do, you could kill people. You have to keep everything warm, and then you have to pour the apple butter into the clean jars while it's still boiling, and then wipe the rim with a clean towel so that it seals right and you don't kill people. Then you have to boil it in the closed jars for about 15 minutes, and then when it comes out, it's supposed to make a sound as it cools, and that should mean it's safe. And when it's all done, you look around the kitchen and you see dirty pots and pans and globs of brown stuff all over the stove and yards of apple peels. And there, in the midst of all this chaos, sit a couple of 4-ounce jars of apple butter. And then you go to the store the next day and see that their apple butter only costs $1.50. And you curse capitalism. And now, on top of making your friends and family play Russian roulette with botulism, they have to sit through the story of how you made their apple butter. Oh, well. Holiday spirit.